My West Highland Terrier is a high-profile dog. She is the logo dog for Caesar Dog Food and is such a happy, friendly face breed that these dogs are often magazine cover girls. My Lily, despite her aesthetic movement name a la Oscar Wilde, should have really been named Brunhilde or Gertie, more appropriate. She is the epitome of her origins, a rugged little soul originating in Scotland of the harshest part of the Highlands. In canine high school, Lily would have been the captain of the girls' hockey team, not the prom queen. Not even the cheerleader, though she has the enthusiasm and pep, if only those divas weren't so focused on that clean-cut all-American look. 5 minutes after arriving home, sparkling white from her bath and grooming, and walking from the car across the yard to the house, Lily is filthy. She's a piglet. This year, the laughingstock Christmas sweater, scorned in years past, has become the in-holiday apparel. The more ridiculous, the better. Trendy for human beings and the seasonal hot ticket for canine outerwear. Ugly Christmas sweaters for dogs. As soon as the temperature dropped, I hurried to Target to get a coat for my Lily. They only had really ugly holiday Christmas sweaters. I bought one which read generic winter, not Christmas. It has a smiling snowman. It was way too large, despite the fact that Lily is what we used to call ladies of a certain proportion, stout. White is not a slimming color for my Westie. The under part of the sweater that covers her nether regions droops down a good 3 inches from her stomach, like an ill-fitting bra. Petco had an entire male and female outer garment section for dogs. The girls' section featured hot pink ruffled apparel with cutie on the back. Absurdly unlike my girl. Other female outfits were made of leopard or ocelot prints, which made Lily, with her perpetual grimy face, resemble a fashionable hoodlum. I finally settled on a black knit number with red trim and a plaid argyle design on the back. A nod to her Scots heritage, simple and warm. The sales lady who had been helping me quickly intervened. "Oh, no," she said. "You are in the boy dog department now. You did say she's a girl dog. That little tailored black sweater is for our boy dog customers." "I know," I said, "but we're going for the androgynous look." The sales lady gave me a blank stare. "Besides, this black will be slenderizing." I moved to the checkout counter with my sweater. Back home, Lily looked sleek in her new sweater. Her new LBD made her look like a smoking bitch.